tied you to an ant pile. And that wasn't even the worst day. Back then you knew I always liked you. We went to high school, and on the first day, you pushed me up against a brick wall. You pushed me up against the locker. Said, let's get home before your mom does. Know what your mom does. She takes a different lover every day. She threw her wedding ring away, but you still love your mama, don't you, Daniela? She smokes so much nowadays, sometimes the bodies were changing. You looked at me differently and held me like you missed. You started to feel different, and that was when you kissed. Ninth grade, I picked you up before the first date. The worst thing that happened next evening, a tire burst, the fireworks in the theater, the higher ups to tell you what you can't eat, where you can't go, how to dress, how to act decent. I've seen you fall to pieces, seen you completely naked. There's no more ways you can surprise me, since you looked at me
in the middle,
tell me like you missed.
In the middle,
you started to feel dead.
Get ahead of myself, whispering aloud through a smoke ring smile.
destroyer. I never want to die and I never grow cold.
Okay, that last song was Jump the Turnstile by Jordana and TV Girl. Before that was Running Away Time, which I have already announced. But before we go into the next song, I wanted to read everyone a poem. So I grew up in rural New England, and I feel like everyone, at least where I grew up, kind of always is like an interest in living in New York City. New York City is a super romanticized place. Maybe that's just for me. Like, it just seems like such a great place. And every time I talk to my dad about it, he's like, you should never want to live in New York City. You never want to live there. But I just feel like I got to live there, like, even just for a month, just to be like, wow, New York. So here is that poem. I was shown this poem earlier this year by a faculty member at Tufts during an interview that I was doing. They like were like, I have this poem saved, and we read it together, and it was so beautiful. So I think it's fitting. This is June by Alex Dimitrov. Sorry if I butchered that. There will never be more of summer than there is now. Walking alone through Union Square, I am carrying flowers and the first rosé to a party where I am expected. It's Sunday and the trains run on time, but today death feels so far. It's impossible to go underground. I would like to say something to everyone I see, an entire city, but I'm unsure what it is yet. Each time I leave my apartment, there's at least one person crying, reading, or shouting after a stranger anywhere along my commute. It is possible to be happy alone, I say out loud, and to no one, so it's obvious. And now here in the middle of this poem. Rarely have I felt more charmed than on 9th Street, watching a woman stop in the middle of the sidewalk to pull up her hair like it's an emergency. And it is. People do know they're alive. They hardly know what to do with themselves. I almost want to invite her with me, but I've passed, and yes, it'd be crazy, but like trying to be a poet, trying to be anyone here. How do you continue to love New York? My friend who left for California asks me. It's awful in the summer and winter and spring and fall lasts maybe only 2 weeks. This is true. It's all true, of course. Like my preference for difficult men, which I had until recently because it lasts for one summer, the only difficulty I'm willing to imagine is walking through this humid day with my hands full, not at all peaceful, but entirely possible and real. I love that poem. It's June. If you look up like June poem New Yorker, it's probably the best way to find it. It just makes me like, wow, I should be in New York right now. But I'm in Boston, so I think it's like the next best alternative to reading that poem. I used to think I hated New England. And New England, I mean, definitely has its things, but it's walkable. There's so much culture. There's so many coffee shops. And Boston's quite lovely when it's not negative 30. So, you know, I really got to give it that. Feeling kind of conflicted over graduating early. Like, where am I going to go next? But maybe it'll just continue to be Boston. But in honor of that poem, this next song is Native New Yorker by Odyssey.
Thank you. Hey, what's up? All these photos on my phone.
To be. Do you remember summer days just after summer rain? When all the air was damp and warm in the green of country lanes, and the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Do you remember golden days and golden summer sun? The sound of laughter in our ears and the breeze as we would run. And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about your world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park.
Oh, roads in my mind take me back in my mind, and I can't forget you, won't forget you, won't forget those days.
And the breeze would touch your hair, kiss your face, and make you care about the world, your summer world. And we would count the evening stars as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Beechwood
had to pause really quickly before this song. Don't know if my dad's listening still. Hello if you are, Dad. This next song is a well-respected man, and it should be said I don't tend to listen to the lyrics of most songs, and this is probably one of those, but I think I just saw A Well-Respected Man as the title, and I was like, wow, this really reminds me of my dad. And so this is that song by The Kinks.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9. Then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservative. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the main. And she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Okay, I'm going to clarify that I played that song mostly because I've only ever read the title, but the song sounds good, and the message behind it was that I respect my dad, who he texted me, like, thanks, I guess, so trying to clear things up. And then I'll just commemorate, I don't know if that's the word, this next song to Kate Beveridge, who I think is listening. I'm not really sure. There's no meaning behind this song. She just wanted to get a shout out. And this was the next song playing, and she wanted to tune out. So I figured, you know, it works best if we just get her off air.
I'm there.
That last song was Mirage by Orion Sun. Before that, Over the Hill, Ginger Root, All the Words We Don't Say by Hiatus Coyote, which is the one that was commemorated to Kate Beveridge, who's no longer actually listening, so I don't need to say her name. This next song is going to be Shark Smile by Big Thief, which is, I feel like on this radio station, could be an overplayed song, but it's a really good song. But before we get into that, I do have to read a PSA. So, this PSA. If I could move the binder. All right. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? I like looking up at the stars or chasing butterflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right, perfect. It was a short one because I wanted to keep playing music. This next song is going to be Shark Smile by Big Thief. And then after that, Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. The last song is a little bit of a mystery at the moment because then I'll have to sign off.
Cigarettes. I want a She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. And a voice that